It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Well, hello, Chad.
Well, hello, Evan.
Da, da, da.
La, la, la.
Anyway.
Today is February 29th.
Sure is.
You know, this day only comes around every few years. In fact, every 4 years. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, why is that? Why does the leap year exist now?
Well, because, Chad, there's not quite a full year.
No, there's more than a year.
Or more than a year, I guess. It's like an extra quarter of a day type thing. Not quite.
Every year is 365.25 days.
It's 0.24, but we're
it's
not here to talk.
It's 0.24219.
Okay.
If you want to be...
Yeah, well, what's pi? Huh? 3.14...
Yeah, exactly. That's all I know, too.
No.
It's over 365 days in a year, technically. So that's why they have an extra day every 4 years. You understand?
Yeah.
Because if we didn't, then a few hundred years from now, summer would be in November.
Right.
It'd be a little weird. The cows would get confused.
Well, the cows wouldn't know what was going on.
They'd be like, what the hell's going on? What's this?
We're dealing with crop circles and now this? Come on.
What are you guys? You guys got the golf clubs and the Christmas tree out. This doesn't make any sense.
This isn't Arizona.
Except I'll tell you how they would say it.
I'm pretty good.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, pretty good.
Very accurate.
Yeah, thank you.
Actually, wow.
Yeah.
I'm quite impressed.
Even with my farm animal noises?
Yeah, that was really good.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Well, it's a 40-year anniversary, Chad.
Uh-huh.
40-year anniversary of a major change in Canada.
Yeah.
It was 40 years ago today, February 29th, 1984, that one Pierre Elliott Trudeau announced his resignation.
Huh.
He carefully contemplated and not so simply a spur of the moment decision made mid blizzard. Now, unfortunately, we are not having a blizzard today.
Mint
for
Oreo.
This reason.
Mint Oreo.
What? What are you talking
about?
He said
mid blizzard. Was he only halfway through it? And then he's like, I should probably quit.
Yeah. If you give up on a mint Oreo blizzard halfway through,
you definitely shouldn't be the leader of this country.
Or share it. Share it. You had a young child.
He wasn't about sharing.
No, he was. He was not.
Neither is this one.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we're saying is
the opportunity's there.
Will he follow in his father's footsteps today and get the hell out of here?
Now, let it be noted. We would like all politicians to step down today.
Yeah, you know what?
It doesn't need to stop with Trudeau.
Everybody. 4 years.
Yeah.
All politicians should resign.
40 years. Every 40 years.
Okay, every 40 years.
We'll do a palate cleanse.
Right.
Just everybody out.
And just anyone, the first few people that walk in.
Yeah.
You're now leading.
That's it.
Chad and Evan Daly.
There's a photo circulating online. It's been shared quite a few times. In fact, it's been viewed 21 million times. Maybe you've seen it. A lot of people love to share it and go,
now this is what restaurants were like back in my day.
Well, they aren't wrong, though.
No, they're not wrong. But it shows a guy eating a burger at McDonald's, and he's wearing a jean jacket, like a jean vest, sitting in an old McDonald's booth.
Curly mullet.
Yeah, curly mullet, and he's smoking a dart in the restaurant.
It looked like a very accurate
and
picture.
Everybody's like, oh, that's what it was like back in my day.
Chad, we don't sound like old men. But that's how it was back in our day.
Anyway, the photo's fake.
Oh.
It's AI generated. This is what I'm telling you. You can't trust anything. And you could tell that it's AI generated if you look at it closely. Because AI generation has trouble with letters.
A ton of trouble.
So if you look at any of the right, there's only a couple of things. There's the Coca-Cola cup that he's drinking out of. Coca-Cola is written all weird. Okay,
right.
So you could have noticed that. The McDonald's, there's McDonald's written on like a light in the background. It says like Maud Ladana on it or something.
Great
like that.
Restaurant.
Yeah, like you can actually tell it's, you really have to look at this stuff now. And that's what sucks.
The guy looks like he's very real looking.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But then you look at the rest of that picture and you can tell.
But here's the giveaway too, though. Here's the giveaway. He looks too young to be in the 80s because anybody over the age of 18 in the 80s looked like they were 40.
Mustache, jacked up.
Yeah. That guy would not look as young as he does. Right. He looks like Travis Kelce now. In the 80s, would look like
he'd be about 21.
Abe Vigoda. Now look up Abe Vigoda. That's what he would look like in the 80s.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, he's a really old man, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Everybody in the 80s looked older.
It's, we've talked about this many times. Parent of the Bride with Steve Martin.
Father of the Bride.
That one, too. What did I say?
Parent of the Bride, although technically.
Yeah, so anyway, Father of the Bride. He was only like 41 or something in that movie. It's like, I don't have complete white hair and look as old as he does.
Yeah, it's, well, yeah. What I'm saying is, the internet lied to me for the very first time, and I'm quite upset about it.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Now, you and I are both big comedy fans. We both like stand-up comedians, like watching stand-up comedy.
You know a lot about stand-up comedians, though. Like, you do. You know a lot. I'm a lot of the names and stuff.
I'm a big stand-up comedy guy, so that's right. You're right. And Richard Lewis was always one of those guys that I always loved.
He's great.
Richard Lewis has been 70 since he was 40.
Okay. Yeah, see, so it goes back to the 80s. I mean, him looking old.
Yeah, yeah. But he's, Richard Lewis was one of those guys that you may not know. You know when you see him. He had longer hair, kind of hunched back. He always kind of looked like a grumpy man. He always had a suit that was 10 times too big for him. Yeah. Typical. He was an 80s comedian even now. Like, he really is just a throwback guy. And if you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, Richard Lewis is Larry David's best friend. And in real life, he's also Larry David's best friend.
Yes, he is.
He passed away on Tuesday. We found out yesterday that he had passed away from a heart attack. He's had Parkinson's for the last little while.
Last year he was diagnosed with.
Yeah, him. Yeah. Richard Lewis was he was a really unique stand-up comedian, too, because he would come out on stage and he would just bring his book with him.
Right.
His book of jokes.
Yeah.
Which is kind of strange. Most comedians like to memorize it, but that was not his thing. Mm-hmm. He'd just come out and have his book right in front of him. I mean, he didn't constantly read off of it, but he always had it there for reference which was kind of funny. And he was, kind of a curmudgeon, which was great. Like, he was just, I don't know. I always found him to be, he wasn't always he never was my favorite comedian. Mm-hmm. But he was always one of those guys that,
respected.
You know, he's definitely probably, you're looking at the top 30 of all time. Richard Lewis would probably be on it.
And like Larry David had a big tribute to him. I shouldn't say big, but shared by HBO. Richard and I were born 3 days apart in the same hospital. And for most of my life, he's been like a brother to me. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
He had the rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest. But today he made me sob, and for that, I'll never forgive him.
Today he made me sob, and for that, I'll never forgive him. That is the perfect Larry David line. It's perfect.
Chad and Evan Daly.
A lot of people are turning to OnlyFans to make money. And that includes some famous people. Yeah. Drea De Matteo. And you said you don't know who she is.
She's in Sopranos.
Yeah, I was just going to say, from Sopranos.
Yeah.
Sopranos and Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So she is a 52, and work dried up for her during when the pandemic started there. she refused to get the COVID vaccine, and so work dried up for her, right?
Gotcha.
So then she had a sick mother-in-law, two young kids, and without work, money started drying up.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently she had $10 left in her bank account, and she decided, I'm going to do it. I'm going to start an OnlyFans account.
Oh boy.
Whatever. Listen, I'm a huge supporter of anyone, and people would call that sex work. And if that's what you need to do to make ends meet, absolutely go ahead and do it.
Sure.
And she even said, it saved us. It saved our lives. OnlyFans saved my life 100%. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it really did save us. In the first 5 minutes of her starting her OnlyFans account, she made enough money to pay off her mortgage.
Whoa!
So it should be said, she charges $15 a month. She has 169 uploads.
Mm-hmm.
Highly sexual in nature? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But here's like a kind of a revealing picture. I mean, I should show you that one. There's no nudity in one. Okay. But I mean, this is kind of a safe for work platform.
You don't have to have nudity on OnlyFans.
No, they were talking about not doing that for a while.
Right. Yeah.
As well. Mm-hmm. Right. There are other reasons why people do it.
Yeah.
But it should be noted, like, not everyone's going to make that kind of money right off the start.
Yeah, like me, mine's still struggling. Ariola Grande's account.
I gave you a purple nurple in Phoenix.
And I'm telling you,
it took two weeks
off my OnlyFans. I couldn't even post photos.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I believe it was on Tuesday we were talking about Wendy's and their surge pricing.
Yeah, it was Monday, Tuesday, yeah.
So the rumor was, actually it wasn't a rumor, it was actually confirmed by Wendy's. Mm-hmm. In 2025, in the United States, they were planning on putting up these electronic boards, okay, these digital boards in their restaurants, where the pricing would be flexible. It would be based on surge pricing, much like Uber or airlines or, you know,
I actually don't think it was a bad idea.
Not bad, but people didn't like it. As usual, when people don't like things, they take to social media and they just blasted Wendy's.
Oh, it's so many meme pages and everything were all over them for it.
It was crazy. So what did Wendy's do? They caved.
Yep.
They're not doing it anymore. They've clarified that they have no plans for surge pricing. They said, quote, "We said these menu boards would give us more flexibility to change the display of featured items. This was misconstrued in some media reports as an intent to raise prices when demand is highest at our restaurants." So now they're saying, well, we're not surge pricing. We're going to put these boards up, but it just lets us change the pictures.
Oh, right.
But you think about it, McDonald's has had them forever.
Wait, pretty much all places have. Tim Hortons has that too, where the pictures change.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm just like, hey, just stay on the items. I'm trying to go. I can't figure out what I want to eat. I don't care about. Then they have the advertisement come up. I'm like, come on, no.
I forget what I wanted. I want to know how much that double quarter pounder was compared to something else. That's one thing that restaurants need to go back to. Just the static pricing.
That's right.
Boards.
We're old guys, so we don't like change.
No.
I'll go to a gas station and I'll want to get a Lotto Max ticket, but I don't know how much the Lotto Max is for.
And you gotta wait.
And sometimes I'll sit there and they'll be like looking at me. No, I'm just trying to figure out what the Lotto Max is for and if it's worth buying a ticket.
Yeah,
today.
Because I mean, who wants $10 million?
Well, I don't want $10 million.
You want 60.
No, 70.
Yeah, 70. Yeah, because $10 million is not enough. How would you survive with that kind of money?
Chad and Evan Daly.
France is outlawing the use of meat terms to describe vegan alternatives. So, yeah, I applaud this 100%. Mm-hmm. Because a steak is not a steak unless it's made from or comes from
meat.
That's right.
Yeah.
A cow.
Doesn't have to be a cow. It could be a moose. It could be an elk.
Well, I guess there's that too.
Sure.
Plant, soy, coconut, jackfruit.
Yeah.
Anything that's not meat, not from an animal. So that's what the French are saying. So the French government issued this decree just on Monday, banning the use of meat terms on plant-based meat products. Some of the outlawed terms: steak, ham, prime rib, filet. Sausage,
yeah.
Veggie sausages.
Yeah,
you can't say that anymore. You got to call them veggie tubes. Cultured nut products. Items like that. Words like that. Terms like that, Chad. That is what they have to start calling everything.
Isn't that your stripper name?
Veggie tube.
No, cultured nut products.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We've known for quite a while that housing is outrageously expensive. It's expensive here, but it's not like it is in Vancouver or Toronto. But still, I mean, the cost of living for everybody is insane right now.
So, and it goes from not just the cost of the house, but now interest rates as well.
Well, yeah.
Right? That makes it. Yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying interest rates are crazy now.
Yeah, it's nuts. And they're not going down.
No.
A recent survey commissioned by RE/MAX Canada found that 50% of Canadians would consider alternative methods of buying a home. 32% are currently exploring non-traditional ways due to economic factors like high cost of living and the price of housing. So here's what some people are just saying, listen, I know I'm not going to be able to buy a house anymore. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a small condo or a townhouse instead of a detached home.
Yeah,
that's where I'm
going
to live. That's what I'm doing.
Even then, you look at condo fees. You've got your taxes and everything else, but then you've got condo fees on top of it. So it doesn't necessarily make it really that
much
cheaper.
Sometimes it doesn't, yeah. And also some people commuting from a more affordable community. Again, you've said this, the cost of fuel.
It went up.
The cost of vehicles.
It's $149.9.
Yeah. It's all insane. It's all, and April 1st, we've got another bump to the carbon tax.
Well, and that's why I think fuel prices are going up now, right? They're going up now, and then they can say, oh, the carbon tax, and then they'll raise it up another 10 cents. Exactly. That's what's going to happen.
Probably. But they actually say some people are making, this is interesting, they say more and more families are having roommates.
Like outside of having like a suite in a basement?
Right. Not a basement suite. Like this person, like families, like mother, father, or father, father, mother, mother, whatever, their kids, and another random person living with them. Not a family member, a roommate.
Really?
Living with them. How weird is that?
That is a little weird, but I mean, if you have to do things to make ends meet, like look at Drea De Mateo, like we just talked about, yeah. starting an OnlyFans account. Yeah. Listen, people are turning to different methods of trying to make ends meet, and it's going to become more commonplace where you're seeing this.
I gotta say, though, there are times when it's like, when you're tired of the kids.
Yeah, too.
Can you call a roommate a nanny? Like, if you just, like, bring in a nanny?
Well, that's
like another roommate.
They're not going to pay you to live there, though. You got to pay them, right? You got those two little mooches of roommates that are living with you. Not you necessarily, but me.
Yeah.
You know, I got two mooches. Yeah. They don't pay a damn thing. Yeah. Earn your keep around there, kids.
Yeah, I agree. I think we probably should get them making some sort of linen.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan, weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.